Hey, welcome to the Youth Edge podcast. It's the official podcast of the youth ministry at Capital Edge Church. My name is Hamish. I'm the youth pastor here. So grateful that you could join us. I hope that this message is going to encourage you and challenge you, because you know what? We believe at Youth Edge that no one is too young to know God, become like Jesus, and make a difference. And I believe that this message is going to help you do just that. Stick around for the end of the message, because I want to pray with you and just encourage you to follow Jesus. But without any further ado, enjoy this week's message.
Good evening, youth. If you don't know me, my name is Teagues, and I'm going to pray before we start. Is that okay? Awesome. All right, we're going to bow our heads and pray. Father God, I thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight, Father God. Father, I pray that it is your words through me, Father God, that if anything that is my own falls flat to the ground, Father God. We want to learn more about you. We want to be closer to you, Father God. And Jesus, tonight is all about you. In your name, amen. Amen. Alrighty. The thing I have been loving most about this DDC, this running through the book of Luke. If you didn't know, I'm preaching on Luke tonight, so it's fitting because it's what you're all reading. But my favorite thing about Luke is Jesus. My favorite thing in the book of Luke is Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are known as the Gospels. And why? Because they are all about the life of Jesus. A preacher I was listening to this week put it like this. The gospel has a name, and his name is Jesus. Jesus is the gospel, and the gospel is the good news. And the thing that I have been constantly amazed by and shocked by, which should not shock you, while reading Luke, is how much Jesus loved his people, loved us. Because if you really, really read it, every single thing that Jesus is talking about is calling people to him. The main point of the entire book is to lead people to Jesus. The whole point of this, of church, is to lead people to Jesus. And if we're not, if Jesus isn't in this room, when I don't want to be there, but also this is just a room, we're all still sinners and there's really no hope at all if Jesus isn't here. And so tonight we're talking about Jesus, the incredible Jesus. And here at Youth, we have a lot of fun, right? Do you have fun? You all sound so quiet. Give me something. You're so close to me. Thank you. But honestly, if we get real, we're running out of time. We're running out of time to just waste time. Because there's people that we've got to get to Jesus quick. So have it known, we have fun. But we here are about Jesus, bringing people to Jesus, bringing you to Jesus, doing life with Jesus because Jesus wants you, Jesus loves you, Jesus died for you, and he wants to save you. And that is simply my message tonight. So if you've got your Bibles with you, we're going to turn to Luke 6. And if you don't currently have a physical Bible in front of you, there is some wonderful people at the sound desk, and I believe... Oh, yeah, Ethan's got me. He's going to come down and hand you a book because no scriptures are going up on this screen. So if you want to get something out of tonight, you've got to have a physical Bible in front of you because we're going paperback. We're going old school. We're reading from the Word. So Luke 6, if you don't know where to find it, it's in the New Testament, the end of the Bible. And we're starting at verse 46. And this is Jesus talking. It says, "So why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you don't do what I say? I will show you what it is like when someone comes to me and listens to my teaching." And then follows it. "It is like a person building a house who digs deep, lays the foundation on solid rock. When the floodwaters rise and break against the house, it stands firm because it is well built. But anyone who hears and does not obey is like a person who builds a house right on the ground without a foundation. When the floods sweep down against that house, it will collapse into a heap of ruins. Foundations. You're all smart cookies tonight. You know what foundations are. They're what buildings are built on. It's the first step of makeup on the girls. Great. Fabulous. Foundations are important because they are the basis and the groundwork for everything that we build on. They are the bedrock for everything to be built upon. And depending on the quality of that foundation is going to depend on the longevity of something, how sturdy, how strong something is, right? I live on the 7th floor of an apartment building, so let's pray that that building has a strong foundation because that's a long way to fall. But in context for these verses in Luke, it is at the very end of a sermon that Jesus is preaching to a crowd just like this, where he's talking about what blessing really looks like, about loving our enemies, not judging others, about keeping our hearts good. There's people getting saved, healed. It's incredible. Jesus is incredible. But he finishes off with this parable to show the people that while it's all well and good to hear something, to hear what he's saying, and this is Jesus preaching. This isn't even like imagine if Jesus was speaking to you. I mean, he is. But like if Jesus was right here, you'd listen up, right? But it's not good enough to just hear him speak and do nothing with it. If nothing changes, then your life will eventually crumble. If you're a note taker tonight, my title for this message is The Jesus Foundation, because Jesus is the only one who saves. There's no confusion here. There's no blurred lines with what Jesus is saying. You can either listen and follow, or you can hear but ignore. Because you can hear something. Hearing only requires your ears. You can hear something, but you're not actually listening to it. How many times do you hear your parents say something and, you know, you heard words, but you didn't actually listen to what they said? There's a difference between listening and hearing. Now, there's a person in the Bible called Judas. Who knows who Judas is? I mean, he's quite famous in the Gospels. Not a good famous, but he's famous. Because he is the man who betrayed Jesus. Bow, bow. Now he spent time with Jesus. He knew Jesus. And yet when it came time, when his faith was tested, his foundation was tested, he traded Jesus for money. Now let's just wrap our heads around that for a second, because like Jesus, we can miss the entire point. Simply walking into this building, it won't save you. Every week, we have cleaners, tradespeople, people that bring our deliveries. They don't get saved by simply walking in the door. I mean, it's the house of God. They potentially could. But what I'm saying is that there's a decision to be made. Something actually has to be A choice has to be made, and something actually has to be built on that foundation. And there are only two options. You're either all in or you're all out. Think of water, for instance. You can't be medium wet. You can't be 3/4 wet or 38.6% wet. You're either wet or you're dry. Facts. Facts. This thing is about him. And I love the way this is put, because sometimes we are so carefree about where our lives are going. When we meet Jesus, we lose all rights to think the way that we want. It's simple as that. Because before Jesus is your buddy, your friend, he's the King of Glory, and that gives him the right to tell me what to do. Sometimes we treat our salvation like a patchwork coat. Does anyone know what I mean? A coat that has lots of different colorful patches all over it. We pick and choose the bits that we want from our lives to keep, the things we aren't ready to let go of, and we add the bits that Jesus brings to the table that we like the sound of, right? But we ignore anything that requires any work or any effort. So at the end of the day, our coat looks a little different, but it's still the same coat. And this is not some creative thing that I've thought of to make you go, ooh, oh my gosh, look at this analogy. This is literally how Jesus describes it. In Luke 5, it says, no one tears a piece out of a new garment to patch an old one. Otherwise, they will have torn the new garment, and the patch from the new will not match the old. Jesus hasn't come to patch up your old life, to fix your old life. He's come with an entirely new set of clothes. We can't have a Christian us, a school us, a when I'm with this particular friend group us. Because if we do, then let's be honest, Jesus hasn't changed anything. You're just trying to fit him in. There should be one us, and that's Christ in us. You might have made that decision before, and you might not have yet, but that's exactly why you're here. Because Jesus wants you to build your foundation off of him. Now, there's a famous tower. You may have heard of it. It's called the Leaning Tower of Pisa. There it is. I've been there. It is leaning, can confirm. Now, this tower is leaning because it was built on too soft a ground that couldn't properly support the structure's weight. The foundation wasn't good. It wasn't built on the Jesus foundation. Let's just put it that way. But the interesting thing is that every year, this tower leans more and more. It falls. They even tried in 1990 to undergo a stabilization project where they tried to re-straighten the tower in order to reduce the dangerous lean. But even with that, the building still leans 0.02 inches every year, which might not sound like much. And standalone, it's not much. I can't even make it with my fingers. It's little. And it may not be something completely visible to begin with, but over time, that would be a massive difference for that tower. People can be leaning towers. They start off loving Jesus. Then the things that seem insignificant, the small temptations, the small compromises lead us further and further away from Jesus because our foundation was never strong to begin with. We're still trying to patch up our coat or restabilize ourselves to fit our current lives with Jesus's. But we're not a reno job. We're a complete redo. Beyond the tough things that you're going to face in life, and there'll be a few, I want to talk about our souls for a minute. Because the foundation of your body, you might think, is your bones, maybe your skin, maybe your feet, because they're at the bottom of your body. But in fact, the foundation of your body is your soul. And when you leave Earth, your soul is what remains. And frankly, there is so much in life that you can gamble with, that you can take chances on, that you can risk. But I beg of you, your soul is not one of them. Where you spend eternity is far too important to gamble. How do I know? Because it's the reason why God sent Jesus. It's why Jesus spoke the things he spoke and taught the way he did. God's final sermon to earth was here, have Jesus. He came as the ultimate picture of humility, Jesus, the King of glory, left his throne and joined the world as a baby, lived life just like you and me, except that he was perfect, he was sinless, and he gave the world hope as being the only way to Father God. He was never affected by the critiques and the hate people that threw on him. Not even when he was nailed to a cross for our sins, bled until he died. He bled until he died so that you and I could be free. Man. If you can, turn to the book of Mark. It's the book right before Luke. And we're looking at chapter 8, verse 34. And this is Jesus talking again because he can say it way better than I can. And this is a powerful passage, but it's also a scary passage. It says, then calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your soul? Is there anything worth more than your soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my message in these adulterous and sinful days, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he returns in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. If anyone is ashamed of me in my message, Jesus, he's saying that he will then have to be ashamed of that person. I don't want Jesus to have to be ashamed of anyone. So what is the Jesus foundation for life? It's salvation. A life built upon Jesus, saved from our sin. Salvation is not the end. It is the beginning of a transformative life built on him. And so again, I tell you, Jesus wants you. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. And he wants to save you. And that's my message tonight.
Hey, before you go today, I want to give you an opportunity to make a decision to follow Jesus. You know, in the Bible, it says, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So if that's you and you want to declare that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, if you're ready to believe that God raised him from death to life, and if you want to make a decision to follow him today and become a Christian, how about you pray this prayer with me? Come on, close your eyes and bow your head. Dear Lord Jesus, today I declare you as my Lord and my Savior. I believe that you died to pay the price for my sin and that God raised you to life. I accept your gift of salvation, and from today, I choose to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, congratulations for making that decision. If you prayed that prayer for real in your heart today, I want to hear from you. So send us a message on Instagram at Youth Edge, and we want to get in touch with you. God bless. We love you, and we'll see you next time.